Ufiraru. Ironworking takes place with the aid of various tools. First and foremost, a brazier is needed that is always red hot, as this ancient metal can only be forged if it's incandescent. In fact, you'll note the old brazier with its incandescent coal next to Ufiraru while he fans the fire by turning a hand wheel. The surface that acts as a support on which to beat the iron is an anvil called nkunia in dialect. The hot metal is held with tongs and hammered. Depending on the product, the iron is placed on various points of the anvil. Its conical end, for example, serves to process the circular pieces. You'll no doubt have the chance to see Ufiraru at work while he's preparing horses' shoes. Having given the metal its characteristic U-shape, known as twisting, the piece is engraved with a central line. It's scored, and that is then dotted with a sharpened tool. Lastly, the horseshoe is barbettato, that is, that triangles are formed at its ends to bind it and to make it stick to the hoof. From time to time, when the iron cools off and it becomes difficult to forge it, it's put back on the brazier to make it incandescent again.